Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Sam Richter is with us, folks. Sam is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of SBR Worldwide, and Senior Vice President of and Chief Marketing Officer of Actify. He is the author of Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. And as you might have imagined, he wants to talk to us about how you and I can put our best foot forward in the marketplace with customers and prospects. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's wonderful to be back. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. You know, Sam, I've been selling for a long time, decades now. I can't measure it in years anymore. I have to say decades. And I've really seen a lot of changes over the years, over the decades. And the way people prepare for a sales call today is a lot different than it was maybe even 5 years ago. What do you think?
Well, I would agree. And it's actually kind of funny, Jim, that, if you think about the Internet, a lot of people will tell you that the Internet has changed selling. And of course it has. You know, you can buy and sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, and even in the business-to-business world with reverse auctions and all those sorts
yep.
of things. Where I really think it's changed selling the most is exactly what you just talked about, and yet most salespeople don't even understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That is that, you know, for most salespeople, things are still bought on that personal relationship.
Yep.
You know, people do business with people that they like, that they trust, and that, of course, they feel that the vendor, if you will, can provide value to the buyer's business, that can help them achieve their business objectives. And every sales training book that's out there, every sales training course, has always taught a little bit about how to ask great questions and how to really probe and figure out some training courses call it the buyer's pain, how
right.
to figure out the buyer's
and
pain.
We'll always have to do that, won't we?
Absolutely.
That will always be a part of it, but there's so many new things, so many different things you got to do in now before you even get to that point.
That's exactly right. So in a really odd way, I believe the Internet has actually humanized selling, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is, you know, unfortunately, so many salespeople today, I will use the term lazy, you know, they rely too much on email, they rely too much on webinars.
Yeah.
They really need to get back to that personal selling. And what I mean by that is really figuring out what's going on in the other person's world and how you can be relevant to them. And the beautiful thing is, in tools like Google, social networks, and the invisible web, there's a ton of information out there that you can do a little homework before you go meet with somebody. And when I say meet, that can be in person, that can be via the phone. Before you go meet with somebody, there is really no excuse that you haven't done your homework and already have a pretty good idea of what the other person's pain is before you even walk in the door.
Well, Sam, one of the reasons why you need to do that is because you can be darn sure if they know you're coming, they've done that to you.
That's probably very true. You know,
I think that's the case. That's the reason why I think, Sam, I've been saying for a long time, we're in the age of the customer, and that means that the customer has total control over the relationship. They now know as much about our products and about how people do business, how people feel about doing business with us and using our products. They now know as much about that stuff as we do.
Yeah, I call that buyer's intelligence.
Yeah.
It's really based on, I mean, think of your own relationships with suppliers, Jim. You're a pretty busy guy. You're an exceptionally busy guy. If you're going to take an hour out of your day to meet with somebody, I would say the likelihood that you've, quote-unquote, Googled that person in their company,
yeah.
you already feel that they have a solution.
Yep.
You wouldn't be spending an hour out of your day if you didn't already understand that. So you've already done some, quote-unquote, buyer's intelligence, but unfortunately most sellers haven't taken the time to do sales intelligence.
Yeah. Well, that's those people, the people you just mentioned, those are dinosaurs waiting to become extinct.
Well, they are, but, you know, at the same time, I think a lot of people, you know, say that, well, okay, I do sales intelligence. I go to somebody's website. I'm going to go poke around Small Business Advocate if I'm going to go meet with Jim. And that's kind of sales intelligence,
yeah.
but it's at a real surface level. There's so much more information out there that you can really dig and you can really understand. So if I was going to go meet with you, I can understand and know where you went to school, what your work
yeah.
history is, what your hobbies are, I can look at your business. I can look at your sponsors.
How do we find? How do we, other than Facebook, because sure. And LinkedIn, which a lot of people have that kind of information up now. How do we? Is there something else that we don't know about?
Well, even let me just give you something that a tip on Google that probably most people don't know about. When you do a search on Google, so if I were to type in your name or if I were to type in your company name,
yeah.
And by the way, a little tip is anytime you use a proper noun, name of a business, name of a company, make sure you put it within quotation marks. You'll get better results. So I'm going to type in your name into Google, and then on the Google search result page, right underneath the Google logo, there's this little button called Show Options. I can click on that link, on that Show Options link, and it gives me lots of different ways to sort my Google search results. So, for example, I can find information about you from last week, last year, last month, yesterday, and they have a new tool called Latest. It was just rolled out a couple of weeks ago, Google Latest, which is literally Twitter feeds and blog posts. So imagine if I was meeting with you, Jim, and I had taken the time to do that, maybe even 20 minutes because I've got my iPhone, 20 minutes before a meeting, I log into Google, I do Show Options, and I find out the Twitter feeds that you've sent out or people have sent out about you. And in literally 10 minutes ago, and then I go meet with you and I relate that to you.
It tells you what to say or possibly what not to say.
Oh, what not to say is super important as well. imagine if you won an award or a piece of business and you had just tweeted about that or someone else had tweeted about that about you, and I walked in and the first thing out of my mouth was, hey, Jim, congratulations on that new award you just won. And you say something like, Sam, I just announced that 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. I say, yeah, I know, Jim.
Yeah.
You're doing my homework on my clients. It's really important to me. What kind of impression is that going to make?
Right, exactly. And you can do a Google search. What's the word? What's the term for it?
It's Show Options. So right.
No, but there's another one you can do. You know, most people do it on themselves, but they also can do. You can do it on your customers. What's the word I'm using for it? Since you email on every day on with that person's name, what's the term?
Oh, Google Alerts.
Alerts is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Google
Alerts. Google. You can do. Don't just do that on yourself, folks. Do that on your customers.
Oh, absolutely.
And your prospects.
Google.com/alert. It's completely free, and you can type in the name of all your prospects, type in all your clients, here's a great idea. If you've got an important client, find out, learn a lot about that customer when you meet with them and figure out who their competitors are. Figure out who their prospects are. Now imagine this, Jim, if I were to set up, you're an important client.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. You're even talking about doing a Google alert on one of my customers' competitors.
Absolutely.
All right,
Absolutely. Hold
on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages with our good friend Sam Richter. He's got a lot more good stuff to tell us, like the stuff he's already told us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, I think you'll get some good information there that will help you with your business, including the body of work that Sam Richter and I have done over the years. He's been with us in our Brain Trust now for about 4 years or so, and he's deposited a body of work with us over the years that's still evergreen. The things that he's talked to us about in the past, still valid information, so you can check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out our blog, which we update on an almost daily basis, sometimes more than once a day. And, of course, my newsletter, you can subscribe to that. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. My knowledge base is there. Lots and lots of stuff, articles, archives, past interviews, lots of stuff to help you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam is the author of Take the Cold Out of Cold Calling. Sam, give us your website, please.
Sure. You can go to www.takethecold.com.
Takethecold.com.
You'll find a lot about me.
Yeah, R-I-C-H-T-E-R. The T's behind the C-H. R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Richter and
yep.
Sam. And so check that out. Sam, we were telling us about some of the things. I interrupted you as we went to the break on some things that we can do. We were talking about Google Alerts and actually doing a Google Alert of your customers' competitors. And, I'll tell you something else, Sam, that I used to do when I was a consultant a lot. I didn't have the internet back in those days, but I would actually look for those things about my clients' competitors, and I would do my best to be the first one to them with that information. So they knew I was out there, you know, keeping my ear to the ground for them.
Well, that's right.
What about that?
It's all about being a valued business partner. You know, if you don't provide that valued business partnership where you're kind of bringing to your client something above and beyond what they hired you to do, then the likelihood that you're going to get labeled as the low-priced vendor is pretty high. However, if you continuously and consistently bring value above and beyond what your client thought they were hiring you for, then you become that true business partner. One of the ways of doing that, a couple of ways. One is to help your clients avoid risk. So just like you said, set up a Google alert on your client's competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them information.
Right.
Fire them off an email saying, hey, did you see that Acme Corporation is doing this? Thought you'd like to know. Or even better, figure out who your client's best prospects are. Get information on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then send that to your client. Imagine, Jim, how valuable would it be if one of your vendors, let's say it's your insurance provider, your attorney, just out of the blue sent you an email saying, hey, Jim, saw this article the other day. These guys look like they could be great sponsors for your radio show.
And, you know, people do that to me all the time. I do that for other people. You and I have done that with each other. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what you do. And see, now what I think is so important about what you're saying, Sam, is something I've been trying to get across for a long time. Folks, the stuff you sell and how you deliver it is a commodity. They can get that six ways from Sunday on the ground and a thousand ways from Saturday on the internet. And the only difference between you and those competitors is not what you sell or how you deliver it, not even your service. It's the relationship and their experience with you, right, Sam?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what you're talking about.
You know, I grew up in the advertising marketing business. I used to own an advertising agency. And one of the things that if I were in that business today, I'd be a little bit scared because, frankly, for me personally, I use services like Elance and Guru.com where I can get my brochures and my websites done for literally pennies on the dollar versus what I used to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But what an Elance and a Guru you're not going to get from those is exactly what you just talked about, and that's that value-added relationship.
Right.
And that, if I were owning an ad agency today, you know, again, the brochure writing, the website creation, the search engine optimization, that's a commodity. Understanding my clients' businesses and helping them succeed in ways that is more efficient, more effective than they might be able to do on their own, that's, again, people are willing to pay a premium for that.
Right. Well, what you've identified are the things that are making sure that you understand where your value is. It might not be in the things you did for them 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
which comes
right.
back to what I've said for a long time, Sam, and I say almost every day on the show, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, again, there's so many, you know, you touched on LinkedIn earlier. LinkedIn is a wonderful, another example of those tools. So, for example, let's say that I was going to go meet with, you know, one of my clients in the financial services industry, and I know that they're going after a potential advisor to join their team.
Mm-hmm.
How helpful would it be if I were to do a little research on that advisor? I went into their LinkedIn profile. I found out who their connections were. I found out who their even their clients and who they've done business with before, and all those sorts of things. If I can provide that to my enterprise level financial services clients, again, I'm going above and beyond what they originally hired me to do.
And, you know, one of the things that I've done over the years is, you know, earlier it sort of sounded like I was saying that you sort of surprised them with this information. And you said, you know, hey, guess what I just found out? But if you have a certain relationship with them, you can actually say to them, would you like for me to check on that for you? I mean, actually take a project on for them.
Yep, absolutely. It's really, again, stepping above and beyond and doing that work for them.
And see, that's what happens when you go to a call on a customer and you say to them, what can I do to help you? And they say, well, I don't need to buy your product today, but I got this other problem. And you actually say, well, why don't I, you know, I may know somebody who can help you. Go the extra mile. And that's what you're talking about. Sam, give us the website one more time.
Sure. It's www.takethecold.com. TakeTheCold.com.
Check out his book while you're there. Take the cold out of cold calling. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Sam Richter, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blysing, Game 29 After. Stay with me.
You have to go on and do it all day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.